Since the 1960s, World Bank-sponsored development has been ruining the lives of the people of Singrauli. The construction of the Rian Dam was only the beginning of an endless round of displacement, exploitation and all too often death for the local people. Currently there are 11 power station projects and 6 coal mines, providing power for heavy industry in India's northern metropolitan cities. We found this to be old news, with many reports and concerns by NGOs, the BBC and environmentalists having happened over the years. But the situation has continued to worsen.
The goals of the World Bank are to eliminate poverty through achieving, in partnership with member governments, sustainable economic development.
This is what the World Bank means by sustainable development.
This is a bootless example of the World Bank, how they have constructed, and after that, when their project was over, they haven't taken the care of this and gone back taking everything out, and people left on their own.
They promised us light, but no lights are here.
You can see how in miserable condition all the villagers are living. There is no street light, nothing is there.
Earlier we lived in Jingurda. We were told we would be displaced and given new plots of land. They told us they would provide all the facilities, but now there is nothing. They don't even come to see us.
वो ना देखने घूमने तक नहीं आते हैं अब ना कोई इलाज ना कोई
Now there is no health facility and no electricity. Nothing.
कोई देखने ही नहीं यहाँ आ रहा अब क्या कहें अब
And what about employment? They told us they would give us employment, but we haven't had any. Here we have only a small piece of land. We are dying of hunger. Our children are in terrible conditions. Before, we had lots of land, enough food, and were very happy. When did you move here? 5 years ago. They used to come for inspections, which were a mere show. Is that not happening anymore? Nobody comes. Why? We don't know anything. We were displaced from our areas and now people live there in colonies. How come they live there and you don't? They are cleverer than us. We have nothing. Programs were run for displaced people from Jingurda village. These people were program members. Jingurda Project is a branch of NCL Coal India. They were displaced by them and lost their homes. Is this right? Yes, yes. Those people sent you here. What did they tell you before moving you? Tell me. They told us if we came here we would get a job. We would also get food and a good life. They told us this to displace us, but now we are just sitting here. having no work, then what will we eat? Suppose we don't have any food. We go searching for work. We don't get any work. So we go to the shopkeepers to plead for food on credit, and they give us. This process continues. 1 week may pass. Shopkeepers ask us for the money. We say we do not have any and we'll pay next week. We get some labouring work. We go in trucks. But even then, we still do not get enough for food. What small amount of money we get, we pay the shopkeeper, but it doesn't cover the debt. This is how we live our lives. The debts get higher and higher, as much as 1,000 to 3,000 rupees. It's not just displaced people that suffer. Migrant workers from the northern states of India have flocked to the Singrauli district in hope of a better way of life, only to find virtual slave labour conditions. Greenheart is representative of the conditions faced by 200,000 contract labourers in the area. All the contract labourers we spoke to complained about corruption. From the contractor taking 30 rupees a day from each worker to the managers buying union leaders. Corruption is endemic. Workers that complain are sacked. How many years have you been living here? 15 to 20 years, since NTPC development started. What wages do you get? Daily or monthly? 50 rupees daily. Do you sign for your wages? Yes, we sign for 82 rupees but only get 50 rupees. We do not sign official vouchers. The contractor pays us and then puts in his own figure in the official payment book, writing 82 rupees. How many days work do you get in a month? 20 to 25 days. Ten to 15 days.
हाजिरी जो है 10 दिन 15 दिन 20 दिन है ज्यादा ज्यादा कितने दिन
26 दिन
It is only the permanent workforce that gets regular work. Contract workers like us work only when the company needs us. There are lots of diseases due to this contaminated water, such as malaria, stomach problems, mosquito problems, leg problems, many different things. You can see the muddy swamp. Sir, a man from Bihar injured his eye at work. You have a lot of injury around your eye. So you paid your own money for medication? Yes. So this is the medical receipt for it. So who paid for this? I had to pay myself. How much? 60 rupees for tablets, 50 rupees for examination. So tell me, in this shanty in the rainy season, do many children die?
कितना महीना में करीब कितना
Yes, yes.
उसकी बात हम नहीं कर रहे हैं कि दुर्घटना की.
How many?
कहे से मरते हैं? कौन से?
One or two in a month.
कोई बुखार हो गया, कोई तो बुखार से मर गया,
वहीं तो कुछ नहीं.
No, no, I'm not talking about accidents.
दवा चल रहा है.
No, no, from diseases. They get ill due to impure water, contamination in the environment, and unsanitary living conditions.
बूढ़े आदमी यहाँ नहीं रहते, सब कामें करने वाले.
बूढ़े भी हैं, बूढ़े सर हैं, जो कोई जीने हाँ तो हाँ.
जितने बूढ़े रहे सब यहाँ खत्म हो गए.
No one comes. They don't even help us with infection control, so we can get some comfort.
अबे हाँ सर, अबे हाँ, और
जैसा मान ले यहाँ, जैसा मान ले कि अबे यहीं थे ना एक जन बूढ़े के बैठी
ला. ये बैठी है.
अबे इसमें मैं
ये पहले काम करती रही हूँ. कई साल पहले.
Do all people live here? Yes, there are old people here.
आई रही काम करी. अब मतलब वो हो गई, काम नहीं कर सकती.
जब चलिए नहीं पाएंगे तो कहाँ से काम करेंगे?
कोई इनका राशन कार्ड वगैरह
पूछ नहीं है.
But they live in miserable conditions. They cannot work. They cannot walk.
कितना पैरवी किए, सब चीज किए.
अच्छा,
गरीबी देखा कि यह राशन काम नहीं बना.
अच्छा, तो तुम लोग कोशिश नहीं?
बहुत सब कोशिश की. नगर निगम
एक मरी है.
The shanties are so close together and made of wood. Are there fires? Yes, definitely. There are fires every two or three years. Have people died? Yes, Kunda's cousin died. How old was he? 25.
Near about 200 people are living here, and this is the only hand pump they are using. It's very impure hand pump, you know. All the kachra, garbage is coming down, and that garbage in pure water they are drinking. All the 200 people of this slum area.
How many people live in this house?
कितने लोग रहते हैं?
भैया दिन में जब माँ है हम तीन जने हैं.
Five people in one room.
Yeah. And if you see how this bad this is.
Bedding.
In this they used to sleep. You see in the rainy season how they will live. All the way. Very bad atmosphere all around. And when they make out food there from that chimney. All of the chimney dust used to come from that, and they get affected. You see the condition. You see their faces, their clothes, everything is.
नंबर सबसे बड़ी होना है सर. अच्छा, पहले जो मड़ई उजड़ रही है, एक बस्ती उजड़ रही है, इसको तो नहीं उजड़ना चाहिए.
ये उजड़ रही है.
अभी कल आए थे
नोटिस वगैरह
पूरा, सब सिक्योरिटी गार्ड वाले आए थे, सब घर पर.
Our first priority is that the pending displacement should be stopped. NTPC plan to pull this shanty town down. We have worked for NTPC for a long period of time and much harder than anybody else. We want to stay here. If they do displace us from here, they should provide a place for us to go and proper compensation.
क्या चाहिए?
पानी.
पानी नहीं है.
बिजली
के प्रॉब्लम काफी है.
बिजली नहीं है सर. बिजली है ना, पानी है ना.
और काम करने आ गए, पानी की भारी प्रॉब्लम
है. Not 50 meters from the Green Heart Colony are the officers and engineers' quarters. But it might as well be a million miles away.
ٹرالی میں اوپر کوئلہ تھا،
اوپر میں کوئلہ تھا اور نیچے وہ وہاں سے نکال رہے تھے اور وہیں سے کوئلہ گر گیا اور دب گئے.
شی از ٹیلنگ دیٹ دیر واز اے ویری ہیوج کرین وچ دا لاٹس آف کول واز دیئر ایٹ دا پورنگ ٹائم ان سم وے آر سم مسٹیک ہیڈ کیم ان دیٹ سو اٹ ہیڈ جیمڈ. ہی گاٹ دا آرڈر ٹو گو اینڈ چیک وٹ از ہیپنگ وٹ از ناٹ گوئنگ سو ہی وینٹ دیئر ہی چیک and the meanwhile what happened, he was standing on the below of that, so all of the coal fell down on his, so he was got covered, breathing got stopped, lots of injuries and died.
As well as the obvious deaths, Singrauli residents are slowly dying as their environment becomes more choked with toxic fly ash. This area is the biggest power belt of Asia. Coal 2,000 square kilometres, Rihand Reservoir 5,000 square kilometres. Thermo power needs coal and water. This is the cheapest thing if you want 20,000 megawatt electricity for 200 years. This much coal is available. This is because NTPC has set up three power stations. Uttar Pradesh, RVB, one power station. In the private sector, Hindalco Industries, one power station, Canodia Chemicals, one power station, and Madhya Pradesh state government will be setting up their own power station very soon. At present, 9,000 megawatts of electricity is being produced. 1.5 tons of coal is used daily. 40% of the weight outputted is as fly ash. 62,000 tons of fly ash is emitted per day, and no adequate measures for disposal have been made by the management nor state government. This has become a gigantic problem for the environment now. Due to that, pollution is dispersed across the whole region. That's why it is one of the top 10 polluting areas in India.
Na government ke paas mein hai na project management ke paas mein hai, wo aaj ek sabse solution ke liye sabse badi ek samasya ban gayi hai aur wo usi ki wajah se aaj yahan pe pradushan phaila pada hai. اور ہندوستان کے 10 پولیوٹڈ سٹیز میں اس کا نام ہے. فلائی ایش میں جو کوئلے کے انش ہوتے ہیں وہ اس میں مرکری یہاں پہ ہوتی ہے.
Many of the products of fly ash are toxic, but three of them are very dangerous: mercury, lead and arsenic. CO2 is also emitted, which affects the water table. There are also others, including silicon dioxide, magnesium dioxide, iron dioxide, aluminium dioxide, sulfur trioxide, sodium oxide, which are dangerous to humans, animals and plants, in fact the whole environment. These poisonous pollutants pervade the whole atmosphere. Mercury is not soluble and concentrations of 3 to 50 microns per litre have been found in water here, which means the water is unusable. All the power stations create the same problem.
3 to 50 microns per litre mercury yahan ke pani mein paya gaya hai, jo ki matlab kisi istemal wo kisi istemal layak wo pani nahi reh gaya hai.
This is causing diseases such as asthma, heart disease, eye problems and hair loss. There is a high incidence of stomach problems. Mercury and lead are not soluble, so they enter the food chain via fish, which are then consumed by humans. Here the doctors say 90% of people have gastrointestinal problems, but the management does not acknowledge this. While India's super rich make a killing, hand in hand with the World Bank and foreign capital. The local people are dying for development.
Must crush capitalism.